Hi there. I thought I would do Cardinal Sin's horror media questionnaire. Okay, number one, what is your favorite horror movie or series? I'm not a big fan of horror movies per se. I've never seen Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or any of that stuff. I know. But I do like, I don't like the jumping out at you kind of scary. But I like the psychological thriller stuff, like Silence of the Lambs, which is undoubtedly much scarier than those other things anyway. So I'd probably say Silence of the Lambs, or maybe something with some humor in it, like Evil Dead or Cabin in the Woods. It's probably closer to my favorites. Number two, are there any particular horror scenarios that scare you the most? I don't know. Probably the jumping out at you kind of stuff. I don't know why that bothers me. I think it's some childhood trauma or something, but that scares me, and I don't like it at all. I'm a big wimp as far as that goes. Haunted houses, nope. Unless I'm with, you know, unless it's like a kind of low-budget haunted house where it's pretty obvious what's going on and it's more of a fun thing, but like a real one, no. They have like a haunted woods place around here somewhere, no. You couldn't pay me enough money to do that. When I was little and we went to Disney World and my parents made me go in the Haunted Mansion and I had a meltdown before we went in there. I was like, I don't want to go, and I'm crying, and I actually liked it. It wasn't scary at all. But yeah, that's kind of embarrassing to admit now. So thanks for that. Okay, number three. Which kind of horror / supernatural monster do you find the most scary? Werewolves, vampires, aliens, etc. That's a tough one. I mean, werewolves are pretty scary, but that's only, what, like, during a full moon. So the rest of the time they're fine. And vampires are scary, but they also have that sexy thing going. Except for the sparkly ones, of course. They're scary for a different reason. I'm gonna go with Dementors. Not on the list, but I think that, they're definitely up there. Number four, is there something in horror movies that has never scared you? I don't know. Not that I can think of. I mean, because like I said, I don't watch very many of them, so I'm not sure. Sorry. Number five. Most underrated horror movie / series. Don't know. series. Can I go with a non-movie? And I don't know that I'd describe this as underrated, but I don't think a lot of the general public knows about a graphic novel series written by Joe Hill called Lock and Key. Check it out. It is awesome. I'm not up to date with it, so if it gets bad after the first few, then sorry. But I really liked the first four or five of them. And Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, if you were not aware. So he definitely has similar writing style, so that's a good one. And I think, I don't know, they're probably making it into a movie, I'm sure, but books are always better, of course. Number six, do you like comedy in your horror? Explain why. Yes, I do, as I already mentioned. Because horror isn't necessarily my thing, I do prefer that it has comedy in it to kind of temper it. If it doesn't have any comedy and it takes itself too seriously, don't know, just too intense and uncomfortable, and I don't know. I just have never really liked being scared. sorry, and yet I'm doing this questionnaire. The horror that I like is more stuff that I'm fascinated by, like serial killers and stuff like that fascinates me. I was a sociology major, so there you go. But yeah, regular, like, scary horror, not so much. Number 7. Do you play scary/horror games? No. No. Number 8. Do you like horror-themed TV shows? Sometimes, yeah, if it's well done. I really liked Hannibal, which, if that's not a horror show, I don't know what is. I was consistently amazed by what they got away with on network television. You know, don't show boobs, but you can flay people alive, and that's just fine. Yeah. But the acting and the writing and... Okay, I'll shut up about that, but it was very well done. So if you haven't watched it, watch that. I forget what number this is. Do you like to read horror/supernatural fiction? Yes, I do. Which is, you know, that's the ironic thing, that I love to read it, but I don't like to watch it. I'm good with what my brain will come up with. I don't need to see other people's interpretations of it. But I really like Stephen King and Joe Hill. Some Dean Koontz. They're obviously like the big horror ones. And supernatural stuff, that's a whole nother thing I won't even get into. But yeah, I used to read a lot of urban fantasy that has like supernatural beings in it. I've gotten away from that a little bit lately, but I enjoy it. It's fun. Number 8? 9? I don't know. Does it matter, really? Do you enjoy horror audios? Or audios based on fear play? Some of them, yeah. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Sometimes I don't listen to them if they're marked horror. It just depends on my mood. Until recently, I was talking to some friends about that and how I enjoy them, but I don't necessarily get turned on by them. It's like a separate thing. It's like, if it's a good story, then I'm in it for the story, but not for the, you know, other stuff. But there have been a couple lately that I was like, damn. So kudos to the folks who made those. I'm not gonna call people out, because that's rude, but, yeah. So, yeah, I do like them on occasion. Generally not my thing, but there are exceptions. Number 11, I think. Man, I was way off. Do you find horror movies, games, other media, cathartic? No, not really. Yeah, I understand why other people do, but I don't. I don't know why. I enjoy them for entertainment's sake, I guess. And if it's like a, you know, based on a real person or something like that, then it's, you know, kind of, maybe you're learning more about a certain time in history or something like that, so that'd be a little more than entertainment, but I don't really find it cathartic at all. And number 12, about the using a horror thing for sexual acts. Nope, not to this point. Can't say that I have. But, like most other things, never say never. This is fun, Cardinal said. Sorry, my answers are kind of lame, because again, not always my thing, but it is October, and I do like some spooky stuff, so thanks for the questionnaire.